The number of Americans diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease is expected to grow. So are the number of available treatments that can help slow the progression of disease. But not everyone is reaping the benefits of this progress. Older Black and Latino Midwesterners are often left out. They're significantly more likely to get diagnosed with Alzheimer's than white people, and often it's at later stages, when treatments are less effective. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports some are working to close those gaps.
All right, dear.
Althea Jordan sits in her white recliner. Her physical therapist goes through a series of exercises with her.
Come on forward. Big push with those legs. I'll help you push, but you gotta come too. Ready? One, two. Big push with those legs, dear. Legs, legs, legs. Yeah.
Jordan has had Alzheimer's disease for more than a decade. It's now in a late stage. She lives in a townhouse in suburban Des Moines with her son and daughter-in-law, Melinda Andrews, who has been her caregiver for years. Andrews first noticed her mother-in-law was starting to have memory issues when she went to pick her up one day from the bus stop.
I drove up to pick her up because I saw her waiting and she didn't recognize me right away. It was just seconds, but it was a blank couple seconds.
Jordan then started mixing up her medications. Eventually, she forgot to go to work. Andrews insisted Jordan's children take her for testing. Jordan was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
What if I wasn't there? And it goes back to, you know, different cultures, different families, how they handle things.
Jordan is Black and over 65. This makes her twice as likely to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's than someone who's white. And same goes for older Latinos, too. That's according to the Alzheimer's Association. Jimmy Reyes is the founder of Mi Salud Iowa, a nonprofit organization that works with underserved communities. He says one reason behind this disparity is that many risk factors linked to Alzheimer's are more likely to impact Black and Latino people.
Nutrition plays a role, physical activity, lack of sleep, stress, diabetes diagnosis, hypertension diagnosis.
Reyes says on top of that, it's a common misconception for Black and Latino families that dementia is a normal part of aging.
Many times people think, oh, you forgot about your keys or you forgot how to get to one location, and they don't see that as a warning sign.
Reyes is working with providers to raise awareness about this disparity, like Yogi Shah.
So I'm going to ask you to remember three words.
It's a Wednesday night at the majority Black Corinthian Baptist Church in Des Moines. Shaw is here to give short screening tests to participants.
Okay. Do you remember those three words we asked to remember?
River, nation, finger.
Shaw is a medical director of the memory clinic at Broadlawns Medical Center in Des Moines. He says his practice has far fewer patients of color compared to the hospital's overall patient population. He says systemic racism plays a role.
So there's less trust amongst African American to go to a medical system and go and talk about their health issues, especially mental health and dementia.
Shaw says one of his main goals at these events is to find people with potential signs of the disease so he can schedule them for additional testing. That's because early diagnosis is crucial. Recently approved drugs can slow the progression of the disease if it's caught early enough. But some also worry that the studies and clinical trials testing these new drugs do not have enough people of color. Here's John Morris, a professor of neurology at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis.
We have no real data to understand, for example, whether a drug exerts the same benefit in people identifying as Black as it does in people identifying as whites, nor do we know whether there are differences in side effect profiles.
Morris says there appear to be differences in the brain that fall along racial and socioeconomic lines. This could affect the risk of getting Alzheimer's and even the way it's treated. But he says researchers won't truly know more about this unless they find a way to include a more diverse group of people. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest, including Iowa Public Radio.